This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Hello?
Hi, how are you, T?
I'm good. I think Alex said he wasn't going to...
Yeah, Alex, right. Alex told me they can be today. So, there's somebody... Oh, I don't know if we'll wait another minute till 7:15.
Okay.
It's been a bunch of Tuesdays we didn't learn. It's,
Are we up to Beis Shin Yir Aleph? Is that what page you're up to?
What?
Well, what page do you have we're up to?
I think Shin Tes by Dalit over there.
Shin Tes.
Page Shin Tes.
Okay. I thought we were a little further.
What? Shin Yir Aleph?
I thought it was a little. I had it saved. I'm trying to have to read it. I had it saved on my computer, but it could be I just clicked the wrong one.
It's very possible. It could be Shin Yud Aleph. I was misupik. It could be very much Shin Yud Aleph. I'm Shin Aleph. That could be also. What do you have?
Yeah, I have Shin Yud Aleph.
By Bayes over there. By Aleph. By Omnam. Shazachat Manichal Baghdad. Yeah, I think so. Okay. The Omnam. Asher Zachat Manichal Baghdad. What you said that you would go to Baghdad over there, and I assume you would start a yeshiva or something. Hine hashisicha shetiftach medrash aslamid b'seira halacha imashkida idias achibur. I allowed you to open up a beis medrash and to teach Torah and to paskin using my sefer. My assumption is that being that he was a Talmud, he needed to ask rishus. I'm just worried. But you ask him for trouble. This Rosh Hashiva and the Zecharia, whoever we're talking about, is going to they're going to constantly fight with you. Don't think it'll accomplish a lot of fights. But if you're going to have to teach, Yiftel mischarcha, you're going to lose your business. V'lo kachas mehem lo yatzcha. I would not advise you to take money. Elazuz echad mechayotis on agoras ariga adechistakrus or vetzimoshes roshes agolos. So I think it's better to take some money for some work you do, rather than to take it as tuition. And if you're going to have issues with the parents about tuition, you're going to run into a problem. And that's really, I mean, this sort of is really fits extremely well with the Rambam Shita. Because the Rambam himself lived off his brother's money, and that's how he wrote the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam writes in Pirush HaMishnayos that his main concern with taking money in order to learn is the lack of kavod that associates with it. So if you charge people money to teach them, first of all, you have all sorts of fights about the money, and also you have the issue of them looking down at you. So the Rambam Shita against tuition or against earning money from Talmidim had more to do with the issues that come up with it as opposed to the Etzem Shita. And that's what he says here, and that's what he says in Pirush HaMishnayos, and that's why he's mocked it. That's why he says Kohanim and Levim were allowed to take money, because it was a normal, it wasn't a business. They got supported from the community, and you know, it was a straightforward stipend, and that's it. Masha'en Kain, if you're going to get involved with your Talmidim in terms of taking money from them, you're going to run into all of these problems. So he says, and I would think that you're better off to continue whatever work you're doing. And he said, do business and study medicine and to learn Lishma. And you should teach Rif. And if you compare it to my Rambam, and if you find a discrepancy between me and the Rif, then it's something that when you learn through the sugya, it was learning through the sugya that I came to Maskar different than him, and you can be ma'ayin in that. If you're going to spend your time trying to figure out all the shittas or all the hamins of Gemara, in other words, the Rambam had a very, very strong focus towards the lemaisa, the bottom line. It's what the Rif did, and therefore he said, any type of any place where I have an argument with the Rif, that's because my Ian came up with a different conclusion. But the Ian was always focused on the bottom line. I assume that this is as opposed to the darshening what the Havamina was. There was later Pilpul, much, much later than the Rambam, which focused on all the Havaminas of the Gemara, and there was a tremendous amount of assumptions in the classic age of Pilpul in the 1600s, they would have an understanding that every Havamina and every Maskana, but there's a Machlokis in some Inyan, and that's why the Havaminas are like Maskana, and there was just an incredible volume of non-ending back and forth. So I think it's basically the areas of the Gemara that neither I nor the Rif brought. Simon is that it's just a Hamina Gemara, a Masamata Gemara, and it don't tell us. The Chol Mashataskan Lav Hodieni, Vashem Yancha Esmaloscha B'Tev Shevedrachim. Okay, and so this, by the way, is is true. The Rambam almost always goes with the Rif. One, if the Rambam is not going to Rif, it begs the question, why didn't he go with the Rif? He's writing. He's taking the Rif as the default psak in the Gemara, and if he differs from the Rif, you need to ask yourself, why is he different from the Rif? Base. Then it goes to a new point. He said, I've become very, very famous in medicine. The important people all have, you know, all come to me. And I think what he means is Shalayusikram Dava means they don't pay. And that's how he says over here. They feel that it's a privilege for me to treat them. Get paid and covered. Omnom ha'amon in imura mehem. That's a derech elai. And I don't, so the normal people can't get to me. B'zeh goyrem le'ibud ha'yoyim tamid b'kahir b'bikra choylem. I'm busy all day in Cairo visiting the choylem. B'kasha over le'mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is the suburb, he brings the name, it's Fustat, which was the Jewish quarter. Tachlis masha uchal asoyser b'sh'eris ha'yoyim ha'layla hu. All that I can do in the little time left over Sha'ayin b'sifri for mashat sarachilav, to look up, to keep researching in medical books, whatever it is that I need for my medicine. If you shekvod yedei erzes amlocha bekoshetz mishesh l'nemanis ikonis, you know how difficult and how time-consuming it is if somebody really wants to be, wants to do the job well. V'yirtzesh lo yoyma dovim l'shei lo raya, v'heicha nema, v'yifa hekesh v'zeh. So v'meila, he says, I need to spend a lot of time to make sure I know what I'm doing, and if anyone else has written about it, and so on. V'zeh goyrim, I don't have any time to learn. Only Shabbos. Any other chachmas besides medicine? I have no time to look into it. And I lose out because of it. All of Ibn Rashad's commentary on Aristotle came to me. And I saw that he has, it's a very good work. But I have no time to look at it. So my priorities are medical stuff, to learn, and then that's it. And all the other things I do, I just don't have time for it. Please don't stop writing letters to me, because I have nothing better than that. In other words, it's the closest, it's my closest kesher friendship. I do know that he had businesses in India. His brother went to India to do business, and that's where he drowned. But he says, whatever his figure, make a chesh with him. V'chavereinu kulam dorishim b'shlomcha v'azokin abba al-mal v'ochib neinu abba al-ratza. That's the son of whoever it is. V'chol mishe v'beisik al-akotin Hashem yedea smechon l'shmoyen ha-shmoyos toibos mekavin loshu v'yosechet imoy. Everybody like to hear good news from you and like to be together with you. The Yimso Meta Bircha Shlemi Lazaka Nichbad Kimatsunu Ayosha Neman Ke Gimukuf is, don't know what that is. Yoshia Talmud Avosik, the Ferris Akahan of Wuzam Shatsu Hoysnoi, and Yimso Meta Bircha Shlemi Lodnoi, this one occurs Ruach Mimenu. You should have, give regards to your son, Yishablar Nachas, here is Zerah Yarak Yami. And then the Rambam has a very cute phrase. He says, the af shekvar kodmas hora teres v'nema in sholem b'shlamisha klal. It says that you can't be sholem b'shlamisha, so I can't ask you how your wife is doing. Mikoma koim habrocha l'nesem. I'm allowed to give a brocha. Ata sholem beis sholem v'keis chay l'sar bein v'shlam kam yirav yigdal kechefzon chayvitz akresiv v'yishu amayna. So quite an extraordinary letter to Rambam. I mean, so many points over here that are amazing. First of all, that the Rambam, you know, how he dealt with this machlokas, that there were people that really, really fought him. The fact that he felt one should not fight people when there's no ta'elus in it. And he's also, his opinion about these people is quite outspoken. The fact that people misread what the Rambam said and so on. The learning, you know, the riff and so on, the Rambam's own Seder Hayom, where he only had time to learn on Shabbat when he was a doctor. So all the people who claim that the Rambam is a model of how you can be a doctor and a Talmud Chacham, when the Rambam was learning, he wasn't a doctor, and when he was a doctor, he couldn't learn. And he was also upset that he had no time to look at anything else. The personal note of the Rambam, that he cherishes this person's friendship and asks him to please continue writing and so on. It's a fascinating letter. Okay, let's see the next letter. The next letter is about the same Indian over here, but he is going to reply to a lot of the criticisms halacha criticisms that this person had written to him. So some of it's very halacha, some not, but we'll go through as much as we can. Histakalnu b'mashas chorei hagoyin hagadol Reb Shmuel Levi Rosh Yeshiva Shmuel Goyla Shin Tzid Usadik V'zoyis HaShel Shnem Lo Mishmi Shere Masi La Oisei Lov V'rino Shein Roi Shel Hashem Al Pirkei Zadava. So he said, I looked at this, at the Hasagis that he wrote to us, and I will, I feel that I must answer. The fact that he apologizes for writing against what we said, and the fact that he's so mishabecha, so beautifully, so politely, that, you know, there should be many wonderful amidas like him. And, you know, who's acting as worthily as anybody who's a Gadol HaChachma Das. Vein sofik etzish nidma loy shin tzadik, shanachnu kiroiv b'nei Adam. Sheyikshe olehem kshista Adam es divreim oyosh olehem dova. Ukvar patarnu Hashem mizeh. He said, I get from you a sense that you think I'm sensitive. And when people write against me, I get upset. He said, Baruch Hashem, I'm past that. I don't have those feelings. Boira oilam yodea shafilo heishav aleina kotnishan tamideinu oichavoy miskremim. A Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that even if the youngest Talmud, the most insignificant Talmud, or chaver, or even enemy, were to argue with us correctly, I'd be happy if he came out, if his point was good. I'm happy that someone could show me something that I'm missing, something I'm lacking. And even if I see the person is making a mistake, I'm not going to hate him. I'm not going to push him away. And the fact that he asked a question, or he took a position that's not correct. So what? The fish adam omnam amis das vichedes mevatla mishur lo bi yunai menoyse imen osheka. Every person comes to conclusions after thinking, and therefore it's not a fault of a person. Letir shechachomzal b'choni nema talmudim him makshem mikushis inamitis advar amitim. You see a lot of times you find kashas in the Gemara where the kasha gets upishlagen, meaning the point that was made is true, and the kasha is not true. And it doesn't mean that there's something wrong with it or something deficient. It is the derech. Everybody thinks through something and comes up with his conclusion, and sometimes it's not right. And even though he has a big name and he's very chashiv and so on, I'm not going to have any paydis in what he thought is wrong in what I wrote. It's not because he's not smart or doesn't remember well. I feel the fault is you did not give enough thought to what I wrote. You sort of cursorily glanced over it. And that's why you had the following general mistake. He thought that he has a raya against an axiom that we had laid down at the beginning, and he made a mistake in that. So basically, he says, "I'm sort of giving you a what's the right word for it? A limutzchus that it's not always easy to work through somebody else's thought process, and you didn't do it enough to have realized what I actually meant and why I was right." Okay. Vakdama sham amashatinu ba, ach it's not so late. If amish gives me yavin, he writes that the mistake that we made is as follows. He amena b'zayis tshuva. So he's quoting what he says, and he says, you know, he even apologized for me how terrible the mistake was. But you know, listen, everybody's human. He wrote about me that don't worry, I'm only human. He wrote tchumin derabbanan mayim astam. He amena b'zayis tshuva tchumin derabbanan mayim astam umenei yeduahu ki tchumin mehen derayis and rabbanu b'yisafik. So he came, you know, I'd mentioned that tchumin is derabbanan. And he said, obviously, the Rambam didn't know that that's only the smaller shir tchumin, but not the big shir. He explained it to us as if we never knew these things. It's a cynical, I mean, he's saying, you know, he did us a favor of explaining something very important. He didn't need to quote Makoros for that. I mean, this is a type of thing like that says in the Gemara. You know, I mean, is it chachma to keep writing psukim? I mean, you don't need to keep quoting Aleph Beis. There's a mokum tema, veichloya tema. And he says it is something that is astonishing. You know, we already, our Sfarim are already in Baghdad. And I also heard that most Poskim passing with it. So he said, it's become mekubal, my sfarim have become mekubal, and the you know, the people use them, and so on. So to come along and to make these claims that the sfarim announces should have required a lot of even on your part. In other words, basically saying like this, if some unknown doctor comes along and he starts spouting opinions, so I can say rightfully, who is this fellow, what's he talking, and so on and so forth. Somebody who's accepted by many, many doctors and he's a shemdover, it's not 100% muchach that he's right, but it would require a lot of verifying that he really didn't know what he's talking about. In other words, I'm not a nobody. I'm somebody that most of Paskin, and you take a glance at my sfarim and say, oh, you know, talking about, I deserved the courtesy of looking into it. So he says, "V'she'am is gankem mitanu hagos hashen shefsidim atikim v'chol kein mashutim atfosim." And you should make sure that the sfarim used were correct. If they can look what I wrote in Perek Chasayim Echel Shabbos, maybe if you would take a look there where I wrote it, you would know whether I know Tchumin is Dereis or not. And once he sees in the Sefer that I lay it out totally, so you should have taken a look at this tshuva. So either if you'll be ma'ayin well into it, you would say, you know what? He would understand the nafkemina between the two halakas. I mean, why don't you just say, I don't understand how you reconcile this with what you wrote yourself in the Rambam in the Shabbos. I mean, all of these riots that you brought really have no point to it. Bayesa nifla, my shesh bayesa tshuva, a yesha shem yasa nuze mitzavo isanu, shen roi lohi tzakosa mipshuta. And you're telling us that we need to learn up the pasuk ipshuta. Behu al yeitzi ish mim koima she is a tchumen. Ukila nacha chalak nal zeh. He says, it's as if I disagreed on the fundamental marker of it. Alei ma'ano zeh ha-mitzis mitzah chafalaf, ushleish mitzis chafalaf, ushleish meyaz mi mitzis leisaseh, And he says, and I wrote that the only mitzvahs I'm going to bring are mitzvahs deraisa. And say the mitzvahs you also have. And I did not explain the difference. The Sefer Mitzvahs is not meant to teach people the details of the mitzvah, the halachas of the mitzvah, al yedias in yaneim bilvad. It's there just to teach people the general sense of it. But in the Rambam itself, I did explain it. So Lemaisa is saying he's very upset with how flippantly he had replied to what he said. So I don't understand. I wrote my sefer. It's something pashut. I have a track record. It's one thing if you chap somebody with something obscure, abstruse, whatever it is. This is aleph beis. I have it in my sefer. What are you talking about? Okay, so that is. One point. Now he goes a little bit more specific about what it is that he found wrong by him and why doesn't always talk about. Bim Kane, Sonshistaka Goin, Mashiman Shasena Mukdemis, who the whole Talmud of Oilam Khomish Shimati Dia, the Yeda in Nisrak Masenalo. Take a look what we wrote and then ask yourself if this contradicts what I said. I wrote where the shaila in the Gemara of whether it is chumin lamayla masora is it chumay masora. My masora is paid asar tfachim. Omnom ze lamayla masora biyabosha, much inspired Hashem. That whole suffix is only in yabosha, not in yam. And I said that lower than Asar, there is this Tchumin Mayim. On water, on going on water, even if there's no Achron in the Gemara, there's going to be, it's only a Safik Rabbanan. V'ze kula mivua, v'hu, she'isa ha'licha al mayim p'chusim me'asorat fachim u'isa tchum drabon le'raisa. Water is never more than a drabonan. V'ay le'istakel dik she'ne b'meina v'yitolu v'ze isa tchumin. It says v'yitolu z'is tchumin means that v'yitolu se'isa ain't etzim a'isa. Hitolisisa means it's something which is, the Chachamim made an Issa that would be Arabi Beer Shashelim Issatum Manasor Matasara. Omnim Beer Boshim was very humble. For Atem the Adam Chachamim, which in a Chachamim, Ech Yitochum Lies Trumi the Rice of the Amayim, Shaloy Tidroich Kafregel. How could there ever be an Issa Trumi the Rice on water when it's not a place you could walk? U Carmelis, Bemana Horus Kulam Bayamin, Behoy Rabbi Ma'atim, Kulam Carmelis, Batiltul Bahem, Bafilba Elof Mil Omnum Osimir Abonim, the Echti Alicha Beze Isimina Tera, Vized Dova Loyala Bidas Bar Beirav, the Hadyemashia Balicha Lamai Misset Humin the Raisa, in Machni Social Shusarabin, Loyeda, she is a tilta, she speaks skill, Omer by a mava, Rams, which is a mekoya potter, perfect, and the gamitba. Cambly suffix a malach was the mill of the amai matin potter. So basically, what he's saying is, my whole point is to be done on tchumin on water. Tchumin on water for sure is a drabbanan, and b'meila, since it's a suffix in the Gemara of whether or not there's a lemala masar, there's a iser or not, we would pass him lekula by mayim because it's all drabbanan. Now I'm not exactly sure what he. I mean, I understand his point in halacha that he's saying it's not shayfish be said tchumin there because there's no makom yishuv over there. But tachlis, I don't know why he's so tilful to that. It's not something that is lechurin balbatish. I don't know what tachlis has to do with it. I mean, it's a point in its own right. I'm not sure of that in Tzara Lacha. Ubora olam ad oleinu sheme olam lechashavnu eid oleinu sheme olam lechashavnu shes anzor chacham. It's not the violation of Zerik Gadol. I never thought that a person Talmud Chacham wouldn't get that. That's the point of what I'm saying. The chol shekem b'shayla sheshena asher v'leida isav amuta v'en kavonas asher ligbo reshut v'gepehem. And certainly when I'm answering a tshuva, I'm not supposed to go into all the detail. He's talking about the boat on that. So that's what I'm talking about. The commercial legal shows that he's not interested in the shekloli on what the reshuyas are and so on. I'm not sure if he's coming. He wants an answer too. Can I go on the boat or not? By nachne heranuel makoy merayelze, by yois kol adavak kula v'kumen rabbanan, by chalistak gam dreinu shalachanu toyitzat tshuva shir tchumen klal, by im makoy zekoyin la'apayim la'apayim mil. We weren't talking about how much of a tchum is rice, how much rabbanon. We were talking about what type of tchum. If you have basha, if you have isa shalter, vade, the matem asara, the dover misupik, the mile masara, it's asumi suffik. My point was, if we were talking about the abasha, would be suffik, the rice would be the chumra. Oy sheye yam, vumutal chatchil, the mile masara, basa rabbanon, matem asara, vumayna boy, yitolabaze isa tchumin. And that's what I meant with the Tola, that there is a they added like a esetchum. Hine nisbaya shalich al pneimayim meruvim otzalim lemayel masor mitas chatchila leitel ber isaklal v'shalich al mayim pus masor asum devrayim v'itolav esetchumin v'hum devrayim v'shein shel esetchumin d'raiser v'roshah. So bottom line, what I said was lemayel masora, there's no tchumin, we will paskin Suffolk the Rabban Makula, and there's no tchumin whatsoever. Lamata Masar is tchumin the Rabban only. Vizkayim is a Mashalim and a Hekshi Suffolk, and a Suffolk Lamata Masar, Lamayla Masar. And if there's a Suffolk, a Lamayla Masar, if I am Lamayla Masar, Lamata Masar, Mutechas Boy, Vishtak Rabban, Vibil Shashkirim Shneel Simil El. Okay, that is, we'll hold it here. We're in the middle of this tshuva, but that was the point. That they were talking about, and any questions, any points, any things?
I think two tshuvas ago, somebody was challenging him for not knowing. And,
a little louder.
We also know that at some point people. I'm just trying to get a clear picture of how popular and accepted was the Rambam when he was alive. I mean, it's clear that people are sending him shilas from all across the world, and we know that he ended up being the Rambam. But at the time, was there serious opposition to him?
I listen. I can only know from what he writes and what people wrote and what we have left. So it's very hard to make a definitive statement unless you're blessed with Ruach HaKodesh. My guess would be from what I saw, he seemed to have been widely accepted, but there were strong pockets of strong opposition in different areas. And the people opposed him very strongly. You had the Rivet, you had this person in Iraq, you had some of the French Chachamim. So the people, the Rambam was a big figure and his name went worldwide, and the Sefer was an incredible addition that no one ever had before, a Sefer Halacha, and it was amazing. But there were people that had strong issues, first of all, with the way he sort of is high-handed halacha and just writes halachas without mikoros, without different shitas. That was something that was extremely bothersome. Some people, that's the Ravid. The fact that he is, the Mor Nevuchim has different points that are unique, that puts on a position. The fact that he was very comfortable quoting Aristotle when in many places, you know, the people who were kind of off the derech were into Aristotle, or people who were in Aristotle off the derech. Those were the things that evoke a strong opposition. So there definitely were some strong pockets of opposition. And the Rambam writes, he says, you know, in his letters, he writes, I know that when I get to this place, there's going to be strong opposition, people will be upset, they don't want. The Rambam had a sense for certain things that people didn't like, but by and large, he was a very accepted person. I think that's the right balance. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm assuming that, I mean, the Rambam didn't really have much of a choice as far as Parnassa, but, you know, giving up learning for, but is there, like, what's the balance, you know, Parnassa versus work? You can work the whole day, you know, how much are you believed to struggle, you know?
I don't know. You know, the question is, what can a person accomplish? What can't he? I mean, it goes beyond this point. The Rambam's main point was that the tzura that it's done with, and he writes it in every place that he writes about it, the tzura that it was done with did not add cover to Torah and so on. That's why the Rambam had a lot of problems with it. He himself, we have the Rambam only because somebody supported and learned it. Had he stuck to make a parnassa as a doctor, we might have an interesting biography of a wonderfully from doctor, but that's it. We wouldn't have a Rambam, you know. So, and it's the Ramban was a doctor. I'm not sure. I guess he wasn't as famous. Maybe he didn't take insurance, so he didn't have so many customers. I don't know. You know, I have no idea. Okay.
Thank you.
Stay there, Gamar. Take care. Bye. Yeah.